Governor Ducey yesterday signed into law a bill to legalize needle exchange programs for Arizonans struggling with drug addiction. Advocates of the bill say it'll pave the way for substance abuse services to connect with people in need of health services, as well as mitigate the public health risks associated with IV drug abuse. Prior to this law, needle exchanges took place in Arizona, but always in a legal gray area. This law removes liabilities addiction treatment and outreach organizations may expose themselves to by exchanging clean needles for dirty ones. Arizona is one of the last states in the nation to pass such a law. Back in March, we spoke with Haley Coles about this on the show. She's executive director of Sonoran Prevention Works, a nonprofit that addresses the public health implications of substance abuse. She told us then it's even more important to pass this kind of legislation now as we're seeing more heroin overdoses during the COVID pandemic. She joins us again now to talk about the merits of this new law. Welcome back, Haley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So now that this bill is law and will take effect shortly, how significant do you think this will be?
You know, we have been fighting for this for many years. We've been getting ready to be able to run evidence-based comprehensive programs. And now we can. So I believe that once the law goes into effect, which is going to be 90 days after the legislative session, we're really going to be able to connect better with people who use drugs to prevent overdose, to intervene on HIV and hepatitis C, and really meet people's broader needs.
Haley, let me ask you. So back in 2018, the legislature passed the big Arizona Opioid Epidemic Act. It was aimed at, you know, addressing this massive crisis we were facing at the time when it comes to opioid addiction and deaths. This was not included in that. What do you think took, you know, more than 4 years to get this done? Why?
Yeah, I think that there just wasn't enough knowledge about what these programs do, despite our best efforts to educate the public and policymakers on them. And I do think that, yeah, it's been a few years since that the Opioid Epidemic Act passed, and we've continued to see an increase in overdoses. So this was kind of one of those, the last evidence-based strategies that Arizona had not adopted in order to reduce overdose. So I think that honestly, we were just kind of out of options, and that helped gain support.
How robust of a program do you expect Arizona to be able to have now that this is legal relative to, as we discussed, some of the exchanges that had happened, you know, in the past that had kind of had to been done, you know, under the radar?
Yeah, so the one thing about this law is that there's no state funding allocated for these programs. And we knew that that was going to be important to get this bill signed into law, but a lot of other states, they do provide state funding. Even without state funding, though, there will still be the possibility for private funders to support these programs. Organizations like drug treatment centers, churches, places that already have this infrastructure will be able to fold syringe services into what they're already doing. And the genius of this bill is it allows for local communities to set up programs that are relevant to them. So there's not a one size fits all with how these programs should be run. So we absolutely know that building on the harm reduction work that we've already been doing in this state, this law is going to really be able to support people who use and inject drugs in a more comprehensive way than ever before.
Okay. And quickly, Haley, before we let you go, I want to hit one more time on something you mentioned earlier, that we are still seeing increases in deaths related to this, right? Like, why is this important right now? How has the pandemic played a role?
Yeah, I think it's well known that the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic really has driven people to use in a way that is perhaps more risky. We see more people using by themselves. And we also know that synthetic opioids like fentanyl are just pervasive in the drug supply right now. So we really need to be able to reach people before they end up in the hospital, before they end up in handcuffs, and before they end up dead. And that's a way, the syringe service programs are a way that we can do that.
All right. That is Haley Coles, Executive Director of Sonoran Prevention Works, joining us this morning. Haley, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.